Okay, new Mishnah from Yud Amud Bet at the bottom. Ha'omer lachulin she'ochalach lo kasher v'lo dechi tahor v'tamei notar u'pigul asur. Okay, we got to go one by one here. Lachulin, you have to understand one critical thing here. Two things about Aramaic language, okay? Number one is la, lamed aleph with a kamatz underneath the lamed, is lo in Aramaic. Number two, in Aramaic, what happens is a lot of words get stuck together. Okay, if you have a word like la, and you put it next to another word, they very often will just merge it into one word, okay? I'll give you an example like ka and tane, okay? Ka just means that this comes up all the time, this kuf, or the word ka, and it means that the verb that comes after is hove. That's all it's coming to tell you. So sometimes you'll see the words katane, kuf ale, and sometimes you'll see katane as one word. So when they see this word lachulin, and this is what's going to cause us a lot of trouble, does it mean lechulin, like it should be chulin? Now chulin is the opposite of korban, okay? Korban, right, so kodesh. Right, generally kodesh here, I'm using the word korban because that's what we've been talking about. If you make a neder on a korban, right, you say it's korban, so it's aser. If you make a neder and you say it's chulin, well, you haven't done anything because chulin is mutar to everybody. But if you say la chulin, then what do you mean? You mean korban, okay? And that's assuming, we're going to get into this in a minute, that's assuming you hold by michla la v'tashomehen. The from, right, from saying no, it means the opposite, right? It means not this, but that.
A double negative equals right. Positive.
Okay, exactly. Like a double negative kind of thing. So, and that's going to create a lot of confusion today. So number one confusion is going to be when you said lachulin, right? The assumption here of our Mishnah is that you meant it's lachulin. Okay, we don't have nikud here. So
they don't discuss that if you're not saying it straightforward or with a yad or something, it isn't a valid neder. In other words, they're going to take such a complicated thing, a double negative, making a positive, and they're going to say that that's a valid neder.
Yeah.
They don't argue about the indirectness of it.
So they do argue about whether you can do that or not. We're going to see an argument. We're going to start with, oh, our Mishnah isn't like, you know. Okay? So we're going to see there's an issue about that. And that goes into, I mean, I'll already give you a sneak preview. That goes into the Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Okay? Which the very famous Tanai about them, that and many Dinim of Tanaim were learned from them, about going into the land. Right? Moshe said, if you go into the land, right? And if you go fight before, then you can get your thing. And he says, and if you don't, then you can't live in Eber HaYarden. Okay, this is right. Reuben got Chatzisha Benasha. They wanted to live on the other side of the Yarden. And there was a whole debate about whether they could. And Moshe said, if you go first and fight, because you're not just avoiding, right? What was the issue? They wanted a place for it was good pasture land. And Moshe said to them, basically, if you go fight ahead, then great. Then you can have the land. And if not, because he thought maybe they were just trying to get out of not fighting, not conquering Eretz Yisrael. So if not, then not. So he says both. And that's called a t'nai kaful, where you go in both directions. Because, you know, sometimes, right, you could say, well, you said if you do this, but you didn't say if I don't do it. That's going to be a lot of our debate today. So the basic understanding of the Mishnah is, you say, la chulin she'ochalecha, means, it will be a korban, what I eat from you, meaning it's a neder and it's usher. Okay? Now we're going to see all different terminology of things that are usher. Lo kasher, okay? If you say lo kasher, that means also. Your food to me is going to be not kasher. It doesn't mean the food's not kosher. It means it's going to be usher to me. The lo dechi, which means not tahor, okay? Zach, dalet and zayin switch in Aramaic. So dechi is zachi, which means zach, like pure. Okay? Again, tameh, basically. Okay? Tahor. Here it really means, all the mafreshim explain, it's velo dechi or velo tahor. Or the velo dechi means tahor. Okay? Either which way, it means lo tahor. Okay? Or tameh, right? You can see that. It's very complicated Mishnah in terms of the, you know, what it really says. Okay. Vitameh. What if you say it's tameh? So then also it would be forbidden. Notar. Remember what notar is? You bring a korban and then you're supposed to eat the meat within a certain period of time and you don't. You leave it over. It's usher to eat it. Pigul. You bring the korban with a certain machshava. Like, for example, you say, I'm going to eat it within past the time period allowed or something, and you have the wrong machshavot about your korban, that's called pigul, also forbidden to eat.
Wasn't it also if you had in mind the wrong korban?
Right, if you had in mind the wrong korban, you wanted to bring a shlamim, and you know, it was an ola or something like that. Okay, you have wrong machshavot, asur, Okay? All these lishonot would make your neder forbidden, because these are all lishonot of things that are forbidden to you. Ke imra, ke dirim, ke etzim, ke ishim, ke mizbeach, ke hechal, ke Yerushalayim, nadar be'echam mikol mesham shem mizbeach, af api shelo izkir korban, harei zeh nadar be'korban. Okay, if you make any sort of reference to anything that relates to the korban, okay, the imra, that's the amirim that they would burn, the imurim that they would burn, the parts of the animal they would burn on the mizbeach, kedirim, the deer is the deer behemot, like they kept the behemot in a deer, that's like a den, right? And that's where they would keep them before they sacrificed them.
Pen.
The pen, thank you. Ke'etzim, okay, the etzim that went on the mizbeach, the ishim, right? She'erech nichach. The fire, the mizbeach, the hechal, and even ke'Yerushalayim. Okay, we're going to see about Yerushalayim, there's a bit of a vikuach. Okay, so Yerushalayim also, right, it relates to the korbanot. So now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If you say Yerushalayim, that's not a lashon of a neder. Yerushalayim is too general. Now, there's two ways we're going to see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, how to understand Rabbi Yehuda. If you notice, Rabbi Yehuda switches one thing. Okay? In the Tana Kama, the Mishnah said, Ki Yerushalayim. So here the debate is going to be, when he says Yerushalayim lo amar klum, is he disagreeing with Tana Kama and saying, the word Yerushalayim is not a term that means a neder, because it's much too general, right? If you're talking about ishim and etzim, and right, even etzim is pretty vague. But again, you have to think about it. The person is saying a lashon of a neder using one of these terminologies. So clearly, if they're using those terminologies in a statement like that, the assumption is they're probably making a neder. So either he's saying Yerushalayim doesn't count, or he's saying if you say ki Yerushalayim, it works. He agrees with the Tana Kama. But he's saying, he's pointing out that if you just say Yerushalayim, that doesn't work. Okay? And then, we'll see in the Gemara, the debate. Okay, so now, Savruha, my lechulin, right? What are they, now we're going to get into this Michlal Lavat HaShomayahim. So they read this mission, what did they assume? That my lechulin, lo lechulin, right? It means, lachulin means, like I said in the beginning, it's la plus the word chulin, which means lo chulin lehave ela korban, right? Which means that you said not chulin what I will eat from you, meaning what I will eat from you is a korban, and that's using the tool of michla lavat hashomehin. So now they say mani matnitin. Who does this mishnah go like? E Rabbi Meir lately michla lavat hashomehin. If we say our mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, it can't be. Now remember, basic Stam Mishnah is usually a Rabbi Meir. That's why they're saying this Mishnah must not be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that we don't say Michla Lavat HaShomehen. How do we know this? Ditnan, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tnai She'eno Kitnai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, Eino Tnai. Okay, that's what he says. Any din of Tnaim has to be learned exactly like the Tnai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, and their Tnai was, like I said before, a double Tnai. If you go chamushim, you know, before Bnei Israel, then great. And if you don't, then basically I'm not going to accept it. Then, you know, it's not good. So he spells out, Moshe spells out both directions. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, so they say it must be Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda, we have a separate problem, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who disagrees with Rabbi Meir there. And he says it doesn't have to be a Tanai Kaful. As long as you say one part of it, it's obvious what you meant. It's obvious the other part. You don't need to spell it out, and it's fine. But if you say that, what's the problem? Rabbi Yehuda appears in our Mishnah only at the end as if he's disagreeing with Tana Kama. Okay? So, Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Klum. So, Mida Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav, Rabbi Yehuda, right? If Rabbi Yehuda comes only at the end to disagree with the Tana Kama, again, this depends whether we say he disagrees or not. But if you're going to say he's coming to disagree, then it sounds like he's disagreeing with Tana Kama, in which case Tana Kama can't be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. This, by the way, matches what we saw the other day about it either is Rabbi Meir or it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Especially in this case, there's only two opinions. It's either you accept, right, you say Michla Lavat HaShomehen, or you don't say Michla Lavat HaShomehen. So here, it doesn't seem to match either one. So now, what are the answer? Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. The whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi katane. She Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. Okay? again, it's like I said before, he's saying there's a difference between Kir Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. So he agrees with the Tanakhama. He doesn't disagree with him. He's just adding on something else. But by the way, you should know that if you say it as Yerushalayim, lo amar klu. So now they say, V'chi amar ki Yerushalayim l'Rabbi Yehuda mi mitzar. But wait a minute. If you say ki Yerushalayim, right, what are we assuming here? That Rabbi Yehuda himself would say what? If you say Yerushalayim, doesn't work. But if you say ki Yerushalayim, it would work. It would be a neder. You'd be aser. But wait a minute. We have a braita that says, V'hatanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha-omer ki Yerushalayim, lo amar klum, ad shiidur b'davar ha-kareb Yerushalayim b'Yerushalayim. Okay? What does he say? There's a braita that says that Rabbi Yehuda himself thinks that even if you say ki Yerushalayim, it also wouldn't work. You have to say b'davar ha-karev b'Yerushalayim. It has to be one of those terms. Either you could say, I don't know if it means here, you could say the words like a davar ha-karev b'Yerushalayim, or he means any of those terminologies we used before about things that were sacrificed in Yerushalayim, but the word Yerushalayim wouldn't work, in which case, where are we left with? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakhama. So Tanakhama can't be Rabbi Yehuda, in which case, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Meir. So we're stuck. Okay? So now, what do they answer? Our typical answer? Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we could still read our mission as being Rabbi Yehuda. And what do we do with this braita now? Utre tnai, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. There was a machloket about what Rabbi Yehuda held. Okay, so one person thinks that Rabbi Yehuda held that Ki Yerushalayim works, in which case that worked very well with our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah works according to that approach. The guy in the Braita disagreed with that, and then basically what we'd be saying is the guy in the Braita would disagree with our Mishnah. He wouldn't be able to read our Mishnah because it wouldn't work Rabbi Meir and it wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So, certainly at least with the Yerushalayim aspect. You know, he'd have to explain it away. But at least we have another, yeah.
With saying that he would hold that Ki Yerushalayim works, but Yerushalayim doesn't work. Because then you would say that Eitzim, if you just say Eitzim, it would work. Because why does he just question that Ki Yerushalayim?
So is it just Ki Yerushalayim and not, right, so then the question is,
I think like Eitzim, it would already be another, that you would say that somebody
because
it's already
intense. Because all the other things are objects, and Yerushalayim is not an object, it's
It still seems like those things would be so vague.
The question, what I'm not sure about, is that I think when he says Yerushalayim lo amar klum, and he means without the ki, is he referring to all of the terminology and not just Yerushalayim? I wasn't sure when I was reading it. I didn't remember. Give me a second. Right. They say that it means across the board. He would relate to all of them. He was just giving an example. Okay?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that I wasn't sure, so that's... Okay, so then it's not just... Those are the two ways of explaining. Either he's just referring to Yerushalayim, or, and that's the way the Braita says it, right, that he has to be noder b'davar hakarev b'Yerushalayim, or it's the issue of the kafir without the kaf. Okay? If you just say... Imra.
And you took just the last of the list.
Imra she'ochalach, right? That doesn't work. You need the ki. The ki is important. Okay? So there are two different episodes about how to understand. Okay. Tanya. Now we have a braita. We're going to continue with this Michlal Avot HaShamayahen. Okay? I very quickly put together a daf. It's an unexpected morning what went on, so I kind of, it got a little, it wasn't as clear as I wanted to be, but anyway, it's a start. So now we're going to quote a braita, okay? If you see from the page here, there's a resha and a seifa of the braita, and there's four cases in the braita, okay? There's chulin, la chulin, and then there's she'ochalach and she'lo'ochalach. So we're going to have four possibilities here. Chulin, ha chulin, ki chulin, okay? Whether you say any of these, okay, first we're starting with just chulin, or ha chulin, or ki chulin. Bein she'ochalach mutar. Why is it mutar? Because you're just saying, right? The main point here, and this is something to remember throughout the shiur today, the word, if you say chulin, so it's not a lashon of a neder, right? The lashon of a neder, if you say la chulin, like we saw in the Mishnah, la chulin is synonymous with korban, and therefore, because it means lo chulin, and what's lo chulin? Korban, okay? So that's like korban. But if you just say chulin, that's not a term of a neder, because chulin is something that's totally mutter. So it would be a meaningless statement. It's just not a neder at all. Okay? So if you say chulin, ha chulin, ke chulin, whether you say what I'm going to eat from you, or whether you say I'm not going to eat from you, it's mutar. If you say la chulin, she'ochal lecha, okay, asur. La chulin, lo ochel lecha, mutar. Okay? Now, what does this mean? If you say la chulin, what I will eat for you is la chulin, what does that mean? Anything of your food for me is going to be a korban, and it's aser for me. So therefore, it's aser. But if you say la chulin shelo ochal lecha, now here's going to be a big debate later about this. But the assumption right now is right. There's the double negative. That becomes very complicated. So what does this mean? It's korban. What I don't eat from you, meaning I can eat your food. Okay. So therefore, it's mutar to eat his food. Okay. That's the assumption right now. Okay. So now, we're going to start with the Reisha. Okay, that's the second chart now on the page. According to the Reisha, what do we say? Reisha mane, Rabbi Meir hi. Right? It must be Rabbi Meir. Why? Delet le michla lavata shomehen. Why? Think about the Reisha. The Reisha says, chulin shelo ochalacha is mutar. What's the flip of that? Right? If what I will eat from, what I won't eat from you is chulin, okay, then what I... Right, Moshe, what I will eat from you will be korban. You follow? Okay, I actually by accident wrote Moshe lo ochala, so just cross out the lo at the end there. Okay, so if you look in the thing, right, the inference, le'le mechal lavat hashomehen on my chart, this is what I wrote, ki Moshe lo ochalecha yehi chulin, Moshe ochalecha yehi korban. Okay, if you're going to really take this flip, right, that's the way it works. So now, it really should be usher. So it must be that the Reisha is Rabbi Meir. Okay, everybody follow that? That's point number one to understand. This shiur is going to build on different points that we have to get established. So I'm just going to review. If we say, okay, I'll put it up on the board here. If we say, chulin shelo ochalacha, right? Then it means that korban is masha ochalacha, right? You see that? It's the, what do you call it? The inverse?
Yes.
Okay, this is the inverse, okay? That's basically what Michla Lavat Hashemayahen, right? Can you assume, right? This is all like mathematical, right? Can you assume that the inverse is true? Yeah.
Isn't it possible that the inverse isn't true, that he's not eating?
It's definitely possible. But the assumption of the Gemara now is they want to put it into this terminology. I agree with you. Definitely possible that you wouldn't necessarily come to that conclusion. Because, again, the way I explained it also is that the Lashon of Chulin is just not a Lashon of a Neder at all. So you didn't mean the inverse of it because you weren't even using a Lashon of a Neder. That would be a very easy explanation. But that's not what they're saying right now anyway. Okay, so right now they want to say, this is number one assumption, okay? That this Braita in the Reisha, okay, the Reisha of this Braita is Rabbi Meir. Because it doesn't work on the principle of Michla Lavat HaShomehen. That's step number one. Now, Eima Seifa Lechulin Lo'ochalacha Mutar. So now, if you look in the Seifa, what does it say? Lachulin Lo'ochalacha, it says is Mutar. Okay, hold off on that for a minute. We're going to get back to it because they haven't explained the problem yet. So now they're going to basically, okay, and that's why on this first chart of the Braita I put the Reisha and the Seifa, the two cases, remember we said there were four cases. They're only interested right now in the two cases that all relate to this, shelo ochalacha, because that's the terminology that's really confusing them because it's the double negative, right? They don't really know what to make of it. They don't know what does it mean, what it means. So now, hold off for a minute with the Seifa. Now they're going to say, v'hatnan, there's another Mishnah that we're going to see in Yud Gimel, that says, la korban lo ochalacha, Rabbi Meir oser. V'kashilan, okay, what does it say? La korban lo ochalacha, right? What does it mean? It sounds like li korban, right? It's confusing. What, la korban, li korban, we don't know how to read this, right? If we say la korban, then what do you say? It's lo korban, and therefore it's chulin, right? Right, the assumption is la korban is lo korban, and masha ochalacha, okay. So, lo ochalacha. Okay, so 1 second, lo korban, right, meaning chulin, masha lo ochalacha. Okay, now why is it aser? Because of the inverse. What's the inverse of this statement? Korban masha ochalacha. Okay, so now What does it say there? What should Rabbi Meir say according to this? What will Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says, we don't hold by the inverse. So what should he say? This statement, La Korban Shalo Chalacha, should be mutar. But what does it say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir himself is Oser. So we have a problem with this Mishnah. Again, forget about what it has to do with us right now. Right now, all we have to understand is the problem in this Mishnah. So again, the reason this would be Oser is only because of the inverse. La Korban Shalo Chalacha. The inverse would be Korban Masha Ochalacha. Okay? And that's why it would be Aser. That doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that. So now, Ukashyalan Halele Michla Lavatashomehen. On that Mishnah, they asked a question. But wait, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold Michla Lavatashomehen. So how could he forbid it? The Amar Rabbi Abba, how did Rabbi Abba answer the question? What did he say? Naasek. This doesn't work because of the inverse. No. That's what Rabbi Abba comes to say. Don't read the statement like that. This is how you should read it. Ke omer le korban yehe. Okay, forget, it's not la, it's li with a shva. Okay? Le korban yehe. Okay, so now we're going to say, right? Le korban yehe. Now, how do we get this? What do you mean? Shalo ochalacha. What I won't eat from you will be a korban? That doesn't make any sense. So how does he read it? He does two things here. He switches. That's what's really important to know. The main one is going to be the second part. Le korban yehe, lefichach lo ochalacha. This will be for me to a korban, and therefore I won't eat it, which basically gets rid of all the double negatives. There's no double negative in this statement at all. He meant to say very clearly, well, this will be a korban, and therefore I'm not eating it. So now, why don't we say the same thing in our case? Now we're going to go back to the Seifa. So look at the chart, okay? Second chart on the page at the Seifa. How would you read this? So, Hachi Kamarle. Now here what's interesting is, they're not switching the La and the Li. They're not changing the La to, okay, I'm just going to repeat. They did two things here, okay? Number one, they said La Korban is not La Korban, it's Li Korban. Okay, right? It's not the negative, it's the positive. And then, lo ochalacha means leficha lo ochalacha. Okay, not what I won't eat from you, but therefore I won't eat from you. Okay, so now, what are they going to say? They're going to say, if that's the way lo ochalacha is explained there, then why don't we explain lo ochalacha in our braita? And if we do, how does it come out? La chulin, right? So hachanami ka'amar le, la chulin lehave. Because what's la chulin? La chulin means a korban. So why don't we understand when he said la chulin shelo ochalacha, it should mean lo chulin, meaning a korban, it will be, and therefore lo ochalacha, in which case, what would be the halacha, even according to Rabbi Meir? It should be aser. And what does it say in our braita? Look at your chart, right? It says it's mutar. Because they didn't understand it that way. So the whole question is, why didn't they read it that way? If Rabbi Abba explained the other Mishnah to be read that way, why don't they understand this Mishnah to be read that way? Okay, that's our question. Does everybody follow that question? Okay, so now that's where my page ends, okay? We ran out of time. But now we're going to have two answers, okay? So now the first answer is, Haitana Savarlak Rabbi Meir Bech... Oh, so wait, I have to clarify. According to Rabbi Abba, what does that mean? It means that Rabbi Meir himself, okay? This is very critical. Number one, we know about Rabbi Meir that what? He says, you know, no, we don't hold by Michla Lavatashomehen, right? Okay? That's number one about Rabbi Meir. The second thing, according to Rabbi Abba, okay? According to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Meir holds that the Lashon Lo ochalacha means, right, if it comes after the word korban, okay, or likewise, if it comes after the word la chulin, right, which would be the same as korban, if you say a lashon of korban or not chulin, which according to our Mishnah means korban, and you say lo ochalacha, it means leficha lo ochalacha, okay, as opposed to the way we understood it previously, in which case it should be aser. So now, what are they going to say? That Hai Tana Savarla Rabbi Meir Bechada Upalagale Bechada. The Tana of our Mishnah agreed with Rabbi Meir about one, but didn't agree with him about number two. In other words, the guy who put together our Mishnah said, I agree with Rabbi Meir that we don't hold Michla Lavata Shomea Hain, and that's why in the Reisha, right, remember, look at our chart, the middle chart on the page, there's the Braita with the Reisha that said, Chulin Shelo Chalacha is Mutar, because we don't say, if Chulin, what I won't eat from you, then it's Korban, what I will eat from you, right? So, there we hold, like Rabbi Meir, that Michla Lavata, we don't say Michla Lavata Shomea Hain, we can't use the inverse. But the second idea that Rabbi Meir says that lo ochal lecha means lefichach lo ochal lecha, oh, he doesn't agree with that. Okay? And therefore, in the la chulin, shelo ochal lecha, it's mutar, because he meant it's not going to be chulin what I won't eat from you. Meaning, it's okay, right? In other words, because what I won't eat from you, well, I'm not going to eat it anyway, right? It's fine. That's, he's not saying anything about what he will eat. So now, so that's one possible answer. Second answer is, right, so here, polygal is sabrala kavate bechada. This is just the answer, the details. Delate le michla lavata shomehen. He agrees with that. Upalagale bechada bikorban. Okay, but with the korban issue, in other words, bikorban, shalo ochalacha, he disagrees. He thinks that Rabbi Meir there is osir, he thinks it should be mutter. Okay, he disagrees with that. Rav Ashi amar, hada amar lechulin. Vahada amar lo lechulin. Ah, now he's going to say the seifa of that braita that was causing us the problems, right? Why does he say it's mutar, the seifa of that braita? Oh, there he doesn't mean lachulin with a kamatz. He means lechulin with a shva. In which case, once you use the lashon of chulin, right? Mashma lo lehavi chulin. Ela kekorban, right? So in one place he says lichulin, and what did we say about lichulin? Lichulin is not a lashon of neder at all, because lichulin means, right, it's mutar. And if you're going to say the inverse, well, if it's mutar what I won't eat from you, then it's usher what I will eat from you. Oh, but we don't hold lichal lavatash shomayahin, so we can't say the inverse. And it's, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold by the inverse. So basically he's saying that instead of thinking it's lachulin, it's really lichulin. And in the place where it said that lachulin was a problem, like in our Mishnah, it means dimashma lo lehavi chulin ela kekorban. In other words, there's a difference between la and le, and this is obviously, this only can come up in a situation like a mara where there's no punctuation and there's no, right, they didn't add in a shva, they didn't add in a kamatz, right? It would have been much more helpful had they been more specific about whether it had a shva or a kamatz. Okay, so finish that issue. Okay, so just to refresh what we did, I'd like to review. We had our Mishnah about the lachulin case. From there, we kicked off to, you know, our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir, because then the inverse would basically make it, you know, we basically don't hold by the inverse here. And then, I'm sorry, the reverse. Our Mishnah that says lachulin is using the klal of michlal lavatashomehen. So our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir. Then they brought in this braita with the chulin, hachulin, kichulin, and then, right, the lichulin and all those options. They said the Reisha seems to match Rabbi Meir because it doesn't hold Michla Lavatash Shomayahin. Now, just to specify here, right, it still could be, right, the Gemara is taking one approach to this whole Braita. The Gemara is taking the approach that we don't hold by the inverse. Okay? So when it says Chulin, Shelo Ochalacha, should be, the inverse should be Korban Masha Ochalacha. And since it doesn't say, right, since it's Mutar, it must not hold by Rabbi Meir, and that's what caused all our problems. You could explain it that chulin is just not a lashon of neder at all, and therefore there is no inverse to be made. Because clearly, he means, when you say la chulin, so you're saying korban. That's a lashon of a korban. But when you're saying something that's a lashon that's mutar, it's clear you're not even referring to a neder, and then we're not even looking to the inverse. There's no reason to go to the inverse. That's what Cherry was trying to say. Like, who says that that's the inverse of that statement bechlal, and who says you even should be making inverses from that statement, because you weren't even intending anything. You were talking about mutar things. So that could be one approach. But the Gemara is taking the approach of, we're going to play with this inverse, right? And if the inverse would be true, it should be usher. So therefore, it must be Rabbi Meir, who doesn't hold by inverses. And then that created a problem, which is based on the way we explain Rabbi Meir in this other Mishnah, right? Where I was Rabbi Meir Osir there, and Rabbi Meir Mati here. And the Lashon of Lo Chalacha, according to Rabbi Meir, is usually Lefichach Lo Chalacha. And if that's the case, why isn't it usher here in the Seifa? It doesn't match the Seifa. And then we had two explanations. Either Artana has a mush of Rabbi Meir, holds by one, not by the other, okay? By the issue of lit, Michala, and right? Ein lo Michala v'tashmehen, he agrees with. But the Lashon of lo halacha, what it means, he doesn't agree with him. Or you say that the problematic, right, in our Braita, it means lichulin and not lachulin. Okay? So, now we're moving on to a new thing. We'll just get started on it. We'll stop just before the end of the daf. But we'll just get to the question, really. The Mishnah continue with Tahor, V'tamei, Notaru, Pigul, Asur, right? All those Lishonot, it's actually weird they start with the word Tahor, because the whole thing of Tahor we said was Lo Tahor, and it connects with the Lo Dechi. It's a little strange that they dafka start with the quote here. Anyway, Bai Rami Brachama, what if you say, Hare Alai Kibasar Zivche Shlamim Lachar Zrikata Mim Mahu? Okay, now, what does this mean? When you bring a Shlamim, what's the story with a Shlamim? You eat it, right? But it's not always mutar for eating. The first stage of it is usher for eating. When does it become mutar? After you sprinkle the blood. Before you sprinkle the blood, it's usher. So what if you say, it's going to be, right, this is usher to me, or this is to me. I shouldn't say usher, that's the whole question. This is to me like the basar zibchei shlamim after the zrikat dami. So wait a minute, what kind of a question is that? After the zrikat dami, it's mutar lagamre, right? You can eat it. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Clearly, remember hatpasa, right? That was the whole way you make a neder. You connect it to something else. So if you're saying bahadin lishna in this way, so obviously you're matpis, you're doing hatpasa and a davar heter. Basar zivchei shlamim after zrik adam is mutar lagamre. So what are you even talking about? First of all, the Ron asked the question here, which is, it might be mutar, but there's certain aspects of it that are still usher. What is that? The zroa, the keva, the lechayayim, right, go to the matanot kuna, they go to the kohen. And what's the other part? Blanking right now, but there's another thing that... it's usher. Sorry, the chazevah shok he was talking about, not the zroa, lechayayim, the keva, the chazevah shok, or asura, the zareem. And... maybe that's it. Oh, right, it's asur l'tmeim, right? Not everyone can eat it. If you're tameh, you can't eat kodshim. So it's not permitted to the, right, to the tameh. And the chazen, the shok, go to the kohen, and it's not mutar to asar. So there still are parts that are asur about it. But he basically answers that that's different. That's not like a neder, right? When you say, I'm accepting upon myself a korban, so immediately that animal becomes forbidden to you. It's hektesh. That's different from the isur of the chazeh and the shok and the isur of if you're tameh. That's like a it's like an isur ma'atarat. That's not the same as a neder. Okay, you can ask questions or not. I don't. He asked a correct question. I'm not sure his answer is as good as his question is. But his question is a good question because he's basically saying there are certain aspects of it that are still forbidden to you at that point. Okay, or people that it's forbidden to. So it could be if you're saying it's like this, it could be you're saying it's forbidden. But anyway. They say, no, it can't be that that's what he's asking about. Ela, kigon, de, what's the word there? Machit, how do they?
Yeah,
machit basar zibchei shlamim, u machit de hetera gabe, va amar ze kazeh. What happened? He had the basar zibchei shlamim before him, and he had this dvar heter before him. They basically, the mafreshim say here, he didn't need to have the dvar heter before him. That wasn't important, but the basar had to be before him, okay? The basar kodshim was in front of him. And he had this, let's say, kikar lechem in front of him, okay? Again, like, whether he had the kikar lechem is not so important. He could have just said, I'm going to forbid bread unto me, it doesn't matter. But once they're saying the basar is in front of him, they just kind of added, and the dvar hater is in front of him. And then he says, this is going to be like that. Okay, now, he didn't say, if he said the words, like the basar is in chesh, I mean, after the dam was sprinkled, it would clearly be mutar, according to this. But if he has this basar, shlamim, that's after Zrikat Dam sitting in front of him, and he has a kikar lechem, and he says, this bread is like that. My, what's the halacha? Is bi'ikaro kamatpis? Is he saying it's going to be like that, the way it was in its original status, before it was permitted? This was basar hekdesh. Yes, now it's mutar for me, because I went through this whole process, but since you're comparing it to the animal that's in front of you, maybe you mean the animal before he went, right before the Zrikat Dam. Oh, behetera kamatpis. Or is he saying it's going to be like this, that this is mutar to me, and therefore this will also be mutar to me? I think, again, right, you would think it would be more obvious the second option, because right now it's mutar. He's saying this is like this. But again, you have to think, why would he be making such a statement? It's a meaningless, totally meaningless statement to say that, because the bread anyway is mutar to him, so why would he need to say that? And that's why they're thinking that maybe when he says it's like this, he means This, since it's some earlier Gilgul, it was forbidden, or maybe 5 minutes ago it was forbidden. What he means is the way this was, okay, as opposed to the way this is right now. And that's going to be his question. Tomorrow we'll get to his answer. Leave you in suspense.
Back to the basic thing. Why are they focusing only on Korbanot? I mean, you can think of a million one in the Dowry that have to do just with regular life and not necessarily with Korbanot and things like that.
Right.
That wasn't the only forbidden thing that they would say, you are forbidden to me, like so on and so forth.
Right. So that goes back to this base machloket as to whether when it talks about kikorban, it means because that's the only way you can do a neder. Right, that you have to have hatpasa on something,
right.
And then what would the best hatpasa be on a korban? Because the Torah talks about neder nidava, like a korban that you're going to bring, and the Torah mentions nedarim in connection with right the nedarim and nidavot that they brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Those were the nedarim that were mentioned in the Torah. It's not that the Torah doesn't mention other nedarim; it talks about if you take a neder, you have to fulfill it. They're general, talking about general, but there are a lot of nedarim of korbanot mentioned in the Torah, the nedarim and nedavot of, you know, korbanot. So that would be your obvious one. But right, that's the association. I think that's the answer. But again, remember, there's the other tfisa, which is it doesn't have to be. You know, it could be just that's how I imagine, if they're talking like this, it must be that people generally did use that lashon when it came to making nidarim. It was like a way of saying, right, like I swear to God, right? That's a, you use the name of God when you do it. It could be a neder. Their typical way of making a neder was, it's like a korban. Yeah, that was the way they did it. Whether you have to or not is, like I said, the big debate here that among the Rishonim, whether it has to be connected to something, and if that something has to be like a korban or something that's similar to a korban or something that's forbidden to you like a korban would be forbidden. Or, and again, also, what's the most forbidden to you? Hektesh, you know? And korban is the best of the hektesh. Or can you just say, it's asur alai? You don't need that. But yet, if you do it, then the question, right, once you have it, then how do you relate to it? Okay, so part of the debate about how to read all these sources, do you need that word? Or do you not necessarily need that word? But if you have this word, so what does it mean? That's really how,
that
you know, to read this
point. Because there are other things in the Torah that are very clearly forbidden.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's why our Mishnah starts with lo kasher, lo tahor. There's all different other things that you can use also. The korban was just the base one that they started with, but obviously they think you can use all sort of other lashonot. It would be forbidden.